I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Starting this week, to avoid spoilers while still providing adequate warnings, we are going to put the trigger warnings at the bottom of the description. Thank you for your understanding.
Hello again, listener. It is difficult to retread my life, to listen to the things that led me here. It is emotionally draining. But each segment of this story, every tape that I play, is important in understanding what really happened in Abbotsville, and how we got there. How I got there. Let's tread that path again, listener. I am Junie Baissa, and this is The Aberrant Report. I am done. I am done. I can't do this anymore.
Junebug, what are you doing here this early? What's wrong?
Teddy. Listen to me. There is something in our apartment.
What kind of thing?
A monster, a demon, a reflection thing. I don't know.
It's okay. No need to panic. Even if it's real, whatever it is, can't get you here. Breathe.
This isn't helping.
You're not breathing. Wait here. I'm gonna lock the doors.
Okay.
Do you want to, talk? People like to talk about things when they're stressed, right?
For the most part, there are some outliers, like Theodore Keane.
Donuts are great for great distractions.
Donuts aren't going to get that thing out of our apartment.
Buggy, what happened? At least, what do you think happened?
What do I think happened? Teddy, I know what I saw.
Listen, there are a lot of things in our apartment. None of which are ghosts. What you might have seen could have been a burglar, or maybe you forgot to lock the door and someone wandered in. Maybe you heard that cat that's always on the fire escape. You haven't been feeding her, right? I can't keep using my inhaler every time I have to enter my own apartment.
No, it wasn't the fucking cat! But yes, I've been feeding Eloros.
Junie, I have two rules. No feeding the cat, and quit naming things after gods. You know they pick up characteristics.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna get married to a cheating dickhead because I'm named after Juno. Or maybe when my dear old dad was rifling through that old classics textbook, he should have picked Cassandra. Teddy, listen. There is a monster in our apartment.
I heard you the first time.
Why don't you ever believe me?
You know what? Okay, I'm sorry. You're obviously scared, so it must be for good reason. Why don't you tell me what happened?
It's been a wild few days. Where do I even begin?
Start at the apartment?
You know, that actually doesn't narrow it down as much as you would think.
Here, you can help me mix donut batter while you're thinking about it.
Okay. I woke up from what I thought was a lucid dream, but it couldn't have been. It had to be real. I checked my tapes and everything that happened was on them. I'll show you later. But when I woke up from whatever it was, I heard something in our apartment. A voice. I thought it came from the window, but when I got up to look, nothing was there. Just my reflection. And then, the image moved. But I didn't. My reflection started to melt into... Have you ever been to an amusement park?
I used to visit Pinewood Park back when I lived in Massachusetts. There were a lot of interesting sights. My sister really liked it. Me, not so much. I had good funnel cake, though. Do you think a funnel cake donut will work?
Yes, of course, but that's not the point. There is a monster in our apartment, Teddy. How many times do I have to repeat this?
Yeah, monster.
Oh my god. Anyway, have you ever been in one of those fun houses, like, with the mirrors?
Unfortunately. Hey, you're gonna overmix those. Gimme.
Here. It was like a fun house mirror. She was melting into this distortion, like the tall, skinny ones with the waves. Maybe not as extreme, but the thing in the mirror, the not me, she was warped. Her fingers were too long, her eyes were too big, and her smile was way too wide.
What did it say?
What?
You heard a voice, right? What was it saying?
Oh, she said hello. That's the first thing I heard. I thought it was maybe one of those some kind of intruder. I freaked a bit, but I really did think maybe I was just hearing things after a moment. But when she moved in that reflection, when the corruption of my face was just inches from my own, I was at my limit. I ran into the bathroom, locking the door, hoping to wait it out, hoping this was still my dream. I turned to the sink, splashing water on my face to wake myself up. When I caught my reflection in the bathroom mirror, she wasn't wet. My stomach dropped as I met her gaze. Those sickly green eyes, poor imitations of my own, bore into me. She smiled, and her teeth were too short, but they jutted out of her gums in points. I asked her what she wanted, and she lifted her hand up. Those long fingers dragged against the glass, and in the sing-songy voice, she told me she just wanted to help. She reached out her hand, and I swear it looked like she was going to break through and grab me. So I backed away and opened the door, only to find her still in my window. But then I saw her in little things. Everywhere. She was in the vanity mirror on my desk, and all those water cups I keep forgetting to wash, and my laptop screen, and my glasses. And when I ran to leave my room, she was waiting for me in those gaudy crystal door handles you installed. I reached for the closest thing and threw it out the window.
I can get maintenance out to fix that.
It didn't break. I grabbed Poe.
Your Raven plushie?
Yeah, but when I threw him, he went into the glass, into the reflection. He's gone. Poe was a valiant hero, though. He distracted the not me for just long enough for the mean me to get the fuck out of there.
And now you're here. Buggy, I don't know how much of that is real, but in any case, you might want to take it easy the next few days.
You think?
If you don't feel comfortable going back to our apartment, there's a closet in the office calling your name. I've slept in it a few times.
I don't want to think about things calling my name.
Donut, I just iced this one.
No thanks.
There are some blankets and pillows in the bottom drawer of my desk in the office. Throw them in there, call it a day, or very early morning in this case.
I'm not sure I'll actually be able to sleep.
It's surprisingly comfortable. Oh, I have extra strength melatonin if you need it. Same drawer.
I'll be fine. I'm setting my alarm for 8.
You don't have to take the shift if you can't handle it, Bug.
Like you said, donuts are a good distraction. And after that, the library. Lots of calm, relaxing distractions. Like Karen's. And Xander. And after that, I can probably hang out in the diner. Do you still have those sweaters you were knitting?
Yeah, they're in the abandoned projects box. Next to the employee lockers.
I guess I could pick up your old arts and crafts. Or I could do my homework. Teddy, could you send me a quick knitting tutorial?
You got it, Bug.
And that should turn on the rest of the lights.
Why are you using the breaker box?
That's how the old staff did it. I'm working on getting the emergency lights fixed so it won't be pitch black when the power's off.
So the library is closed today?
Yeah. I have to close on Sundays, Bible Belt style. Robbie's at church, Ethan can't be left alone, Sarah needs a break sometimes, despite what she tells you, and I'd rather not be surrounded by temps on weekends. At least, it should give us some quiet practice. I'm glad you were able to make it, Junie Baeza.
Barely.
What do you mean?
I mean, I've had a rough few days, Mr. Xander Ellison.
It's just Xander.
It's just Junie.
Okay then, just Junie. What's been rough for you recently?
You mean the wound on my side isn't enough? The attempts Delta and Max had on my life isn't enough?
Well, is that what you meant?
No, but I'm really not here to tell you about my no good, very bad weekend. I'm here to watch you do magic?
Sounds silly, doesn't it? Especially when you say it like that.
I wouldn't have believed you a week ago. How many people know how to do witchcraft? Like, real witchcraft?
Oh, very few. But those who do, try to hide it in the shadows. Stay hidden from the public view. Same with aberrants. Most only show themselves to victims and others in the know, so to speak.
They seem very keen on showing themselves to me.
Well, you're very attractive.
I'm sorry?
No, I mean you're magnetic. I mean the energy around you is magnetic. I didn't notice it before, but the day you brought back those necklaces, the air around you was almost electric. It can be a blessing and a curse.
It feels like a curse.
Well, it does seem like aberrants are drawn to you. And once you became a person in the know, it opened the floodgates. I'm assuming that's why you keep having these unfortunate incidents. That, or you seek them out yourself. I'd honestly wager it's a bit of both. Now, come on. The book nook has a lot more space than the stairwell.
Practicing witchcraft. Where do you even begin?
Well, come over to the chalkboard. We can start with some basic sigils. What's wrong?
Max, they were using chalk to,
Oh, I'm really not going to kill you if that makes you feel any better. Pinky promise.
They... Delta and Max, they think I'm something.
Well, you definitely are... something.
Like an aberrant?
Well, what do you know about aberrants?
Just what Max and Delta told me. It's a word for supernatural creatures. You think I'm one of them?
Maybe. Were they testing you for aberrant energy? Did they draw something like... this?
Yeah, that looks right.
I didn't know hunters knew this kind of thing. Here, put your hand in the middle there. Junie, I'm not going to hurt you. I promise. It's just a simple test.
Oh, okay. Holy shit, it's glowing.
That was a lot brighter than I was expecting.
What does it mean?
I'm not really sure. But I can definitely work with it. Do you want to learn some magic?
You gotta show me something else first.
Obviously. I can do some parlor tricks, basically, with the resources I have right now. Give me your hands.
Okay.
Your hands are warm.
I have weird circulation.
Okay. Well, close your eyes. Do you feel that?
Pinpricks? Like my hands have fallen asleep.
Good. You can open your eyes again. Now we begin with real witchcraft. Not just drawing sigils, but using yourself to channel the powers around you. There are many ways to tap into that energy, each as unique as the person. I do best playing with the energy that comes from people. Goals, ambitions, fantasies, emotions. All of that mixes in the air, and if you know what you're doing, you can bend it to your will. I focus this power right into my body, starting with my arm as it goes to grab those ambient forces, then my veins, my heart, and finally, to my brain. But most people will find it easier to use something beyond themselves, tangential to themselves. I once trained with someone in tune with the earth and sky more than anything mental. Very practical fellow. As they practiced, the wind would pick up. They were literally using the air around them as a focus, and they didn't even realize they were doing it.
And so if I'm in tune with something, I might be able to use it to harness this energy?
Yes, exactly.
I think I have an idea. This is going to be a bit silly, but I think it might work.
Go ahead.
If this doesn't work, I'm going to look really weird.
I don't mind a little weird.
Well... I have this tape recorder. It's an old Trojan Eclipse branded one, so my idea is I'm gonna just say things into it. Anything that comes to mind. Like how I'm still wearing the sweater that I was wearing last night, and how the carpet in the library is orange and burgundy with these interlocking hexagons, and you're wearing a lavender vest today with this, like, flower embroidery. You've got your black hair in a braid, neatly done, and you have these really cool gold earrings. There's a crescent moon on your right, two stars dangling from the left. They're really beautiful. And I can just imagine how they'd move in the wind if your old friend was still here. Maybe your hair would move too, and... holy shit, I did it.
That really wasn't as weird as I had hoped. But I must say your attention to detail is rather flattering.
How incredibly sad that that met your definition of flattery.
You were basically ogling me. I'm honestly just surprised you didn't start gushing about my beautiful amber eyes.
Stop! Please, I can't think when you're doing that.
It's okay. Just try again. Pretend I'm not even here. Narrate what you see, and then what you want to happen.
Okay, I'm fiddling with my hands. He's looking at me with that expression. I don't know if it's amusement or condescension. I can't do this.
Junie, you had it before. Don't let me stop you.
I don't think I can do it. I'm shaking.
It's okay. You were just a little flustered. We can take a break.
I wasn't flustered.
Nervous, then.
I'm fine.
You're clearly not. Your face is flushed. You're sweating.
Okay. Feel my forehead. It feels hot. I might have a fever.
You're a bit warm, but you're going to be fine. Sit down. There are lots of chairs over in the computer bay. I'll get you some water.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Didn't know what was possible.
You? Getting water? Yourself? How will you manage?
Oh, I'll be fine.
Oh, so you only need Robbie's help when the drink is from the coffee pot. I see. That one extra step must be so exhausting.
You're funny, Junie. But you're also sick. Please, sit down.
I told you I'm fine.
Fine. Fine. You're fine. Just fine. So incredibly fine. How about you just sit as a favor for me?
I'm done doing favors.
Junie, please.
Xander, I said stop. You don't get to string me along, treat my best friend like shit, and then pretend to care about my well-being.
What do you...
I have done your petty errands. My best friend fetches you coffee because you're too lazy to get off your ass and pour the pot yourself, and I'm stuck dealing with aberrants and motherfucking Miguel and nightmares and demons because you're caught up in some weird, perverted game where everyone around you are just your little pawns. Why are you teaching me magic anyway? What's your angle?
You have a unique way of seeing the world. I just wanted to see what would happen. What you were able to do.
Well, I hope you got your little spectacle.
Oh, Junie.
Oh, fuck.
What was that?
The monster from my mirror.
You didn't tell me a monster was after you.
I didn't think it would follow me here. Where are you, you piece of shit?
All around you.
I don't see any mirrors. Where could she...
Can't you hear me? That's what you're good at, isn't it? No. I suppose we were never good at listening.
Shit, the computers,
Why
Junie?
Are there so many computer monitors?
Well,
the
I could have helped you if you had told me. We could have prepared for this.
She doesn't trust
you, Fuck, there are so many of her.
Xander. And why would she? What have you ever done that wasn't... egotistical, selfish, annoying.
I gave her those records.
After having me do you a favor.
I was going to give them to you anyway, and now I'm teaching you magic.
To see what would happen. That's what you said, wasn't it?
We have ears all over, Mr. Ellison. We are not fools.
We?
You and me. Me and you. I'm a reflection, after all.
Mirrors and reflections. Of course he would do this after...
After what? Who's he?
It doesn't matter.
Answer the poor girl. Tell her what we're already thinking anyway.
Junie, watch out!
She almost grabbed me.
You're okay. You're okay, right?
I think so.
Maybe
not for long, but she's multiplying.
Come on, Xander. Tell her how I'm here because you used her to get back at Miguel.
Don't use his name like that. How dare you? You know nothing about me.
Xander, not right now. She's everywhere.
She's made of reflections, meaning if you break a mirror, she...
just gets stronger. Fuck.
Why would you do that?
I panicked.
Don't worry. She knows how to defeat me. Plush toys. My only weakness.
Poe?
No, stop. You are not charging at another mirror for a stuffed animal.
Fuck. Okay, you're right. You're right. If we stay away from the... If we just stay away from the reflections, maybe she can't reach us. Throw your glasses over there. Let's get back to the book nook.
How did you do this before? Oh, yes. The two cower away from the computer screens, running toward the reading nook. The one that looks like me clutches the wrist of the blinking one. There is fear on her face. Her face. That doesn't feel right, does it, Junie? Not today.
What are you talking about?
You see, I have to get this right or it won't work.
Junie, she's doing the magic the way that you did.
Yeah, I figured that out.
Your voice is so annoying. Loud, feminine, shrill even. Doesn't sound right. Maybe shut up, please? Anyway, back to my little speech. There is fear on their face. That feels a lot more correct, doesn't it? Don't answer me. That was rhetorical. Junie's face, their face, is frozen in panic. The twink is positioned in front of her, defensively. Almost like he thinks he can attack them. Do you think that, Xander?
Oh, fuck, she's making the glass move.
Shut up, Junie. Shut up. The glass rises off the ground and aims to scare the little thing.
Oh, fuck!
The shards unfortunately missed anything vital. But it's still able to catch Junie's clothes, push them up against the wall, and bind them there. It molds around their mouth and waist and arms and legs, places humans usually need to move. Now, Xander, this question isn't rhetorical. Tell me, do you actually think you could protect Junie while saving yourself? You could let me kill them now, and I would let you go. You could let me kill them now, and I would let you go.
Hey!
You break that, you're basically shanking yourself.
Junie, get to the stairs. I can handle it on my own.
The stairs? Oh, the stairs, yeah.
The shards Junie shattered rise again, surrounding Xander this time. You know, I thought you'd be nervous, self-preservationist. Apparently, you're actually the worst type of egotist.
And what is that?
The kind that thinks that they're invincible.
You're not after Junie.
I just followed them here.
You're after me.
Bingo!
But why?
Don't play coy with me. You know who made me. You know that hate. The vitriol that boils inside of him. Looking out into the sad little city.
Does Miguel even know he made you?
I'm trying to decide what will hurt worse. Should I make up a little story or tell you the truth?
Lying isn't really Miguel's M.O.
Oh, you must think you're so funny.
I do, actually. Yes.
I'm going to enjoy watching you suffer.
I'm going to enjoy watching you die.
And just how are you going to kill me? Who's the one trapped in a cage of broken glass?
You're just a reflection. Junie's reflection. And despite everything, she is on my side.
Junie isn't here. And does this feel like just a reflection? You're invincible now. Come on, Xander. Crap! This is what you wanted, right? This is your plan? How do you feel?
You did it, Junie. You know, I'm feeling a lot better. Funny thing about reflections, you not Junie creature thing. They need light.
Oh, thank the gods. It worked.
No, thank you. You're a good little pawn.
You're such a dick.
I'm just messing with you.
I heard what other Junie said. You obviously sent me to mess with Miguel, and...
and Miguel sent her after you.
The first part is true, but that's not really Miguel's style. I bet you anything it was an accident.
An accident?
He's more powerful than anyone in this town. Seriously, be careful around him.
He's an aberrant, then?
Worse.
Wait, hold on. What's worse?
He is a powerhouse. He's like a witch, but stronger.
And you sent me to confront him?
He wasn't going to hurt you.
He threw me out a window.
You broke into his house. How was I supposed to know you were going to do something that reckless?
You wouldn't. You knew nothing about me, and yet you sent me to the home of an emotionally unstable powerhouse.
And you're saying you wouldn't have gone if you'd known?
What?
You would have gone anyway, wouldn't you have?
That's not the point.
Isn't it? That's the part about you that's so goddamn fascinating.
I'm such a spectacle, you mean... Oh my god.
You're hurt.
So are you.
I'm fine. I can heal myself. Other people.
My mouth is wet. Is that blood?
Junie, look me in the eyes. Focus.
On what? Your beautiful amber eyes? Oh, I feel sick.
Adrenaline should be wearing off. I need to get you to the hospital.
I don't think my insurance will pay for that.
It's all right. I've got it.
Oh, my vision's going out. That's fun.
Junie? Okay. All right. I've called the ambulance. You're going to be okay. There was an accident at the Abbotsville Library. They're losing a lot of blood. Please get here quickly.
Okay, got you on your way. Talk to me. What happened?
There was an attack. Lots of glass.
Xander?
1 second. What is it, Junie?
Is my tape recorder on?
Yeah, it is.
Nice, nice. I'm still here, too. I can hear you.
Sir, I'm here.
Shh, you're so loud. I can't sleep if you're talking.
No, don't sleep. No. Not right now.
I hope I don't see the forest again.
Junie, please.
Hey, it's Phoebe Juno Mansour, and you just listened to The Aberrant Report. This episode was directed, produced, and sound designed by me. It was written by Eden Bell, Casper Bizanet, and me. Casper also played Teddy Keane. I played Junie Baissa, and Bo Burton voices Xander. Before you go, I have some exciting news about the podcast. I've started Patreon. Some of the benefits include joining the patron-only Discord, getting behind-the-scenes content, and starting in mid-July, we will have a short story relevant to the Aberrant Report coming out once a week. You can find the Patreon on the website, that's deontological.com or theaberrantreport.com. Unfortunately, not all the transcripts are currently up to date, but I am planning to do that by next week. Thank you for your patience. And see you again soon!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.